So this is where you've been off to.
I've been looking everywhere for you.
Who made you cry like this? Where are they now? Got carried away. It's just seeing you hurt like this. Damn it. Someone hurt you, didn't they? I should have been there. Well, I know it isn't proper or anything, but I think if someone can't be bothered or just stands you up like that, then they're terrible and not worth someone so special. Not to mention I wanna so badly, I wanna give him a good one, right in the face. Even if you look at me like that, I feel bad, you know? Even though I know it hurt you, I'm just a little happy that you didn't end up with someone else. Especially someone like that. Someone who doesn't deserve you. I'm serious, you know? I guess I just can't stand to see you hurt. It makes a fire in my heart and makes me feel like I can't even think, like everything sucks in the world. No, it's okay now. Focus on the moment, right? Damn it. It's my fault. I always kept close to you as a friend since we grew up together. Did you know? I've lost count of the times I've tried to confess to you. And every last time, something would get in my way. I was no good. I was a coward. Yeah, sorry. This isn't meant to be about the past. Please, don't look back just yet. I don't think I could say what comes next. What I've been wanting to for a long time, if you were looking at me. This is difficult. It's funny, isn't it? How when you're at your lowest low, and that one person keeps you from thinking it's all hopeless, and I want to be that person. All of this, it's time I take some responsibility. I knew you had feelings for me, and I also for you, but I thought maybe I wasn't meant to be with you because I kept losing heart. Because I let my cowardice get to me. Because so many times I would look you in the eyes and think, I can barely breathe, let alone speak. And it's because it's you, not just some date, not just someone I've known for part of my life, as if time would matter in a relationship like this. It's more than that. I've spent my entire life leading up to this moment. No matter how it goes, I've run through the scene a million times, again and again and again. I grew to hate Valentine's because it would be another day that I'd dread someone else taking you out. And worse, someone else breaking your heart like this. I was a coward. I was. I won't even begin to deny it. But even then, I'm sick of that. I'm sick of just being friends. And I understand if you've gotten over me. But if you haven't, and you can accept these feelings, would you be my Valentine? I promise I've never, could never get over you. And deep down, I don't want to stumble on my words anymore.
I don't want to be so shy that I can't look you in the eyes, even if it takes time. I want this to be a Valentine's, a late Valentine's, maybe. That is worth it. That's something positive that makes us both feel like we're on cloud nine instead of feeling wasted. I hate that feeling. Wasting time, wasting words, mincing them. I've spent my whole life doing that. I spend so much time regretting things, and I don't want to anymore. So, no matter what your response is, I'll be brave. I'll face you with... Huh? Did you just... I... No. I'm happy. I am. I just... You will. You mean it. This isn't some kind of joke, right? If it was, it would be a pretty mean one. But I'd forgive you for it. I just... I don't want you to regret this. And I won't. But can you promise me? You have feelings for me still. Even though I was so slow. Even though it took me so long to muster up the courage. Yes, I know. You could have too. I just think that fate was rough on both of us. There were so many times that I thought was the perfect moment. Wait. Seriously? The same thing kept happening for you? You're kidding me. You can't be serious. Sorry. I was so happy I lost my words before they could come out. Bunny, it is okay if I... No, there's a better word. My Valentine, my lover, my baby, what should I call you? You're fine with Bunny. I love calling you Bunny. It's always been a comfort word for me. Always made me feel at home, wherever we were, no matter how bad training got, or even since we've been pro heroes. I can't tell you enough of how many times I've dreamed of this moment. It's run through my head so many times. I never thought it would come to pass and be happy. Well, it's just been so much, hasn't it? We've already been so close. And our crushes, they must have been since we were kids. Way back when, right? I remember when I didn't understand what the feeling was. It almost doesn't feel real that it's been so long. And that you just said that. Well, that's right. We've been through the trenches of hell and back. Hesitating now wouldn't make any sense, would it? I won't let go. I won't let go, no matter how my nerves or anything happen. I definitely won't let anyone else have you, no matter what. I won't let them break your hearts, because I'll make you the happiest in the world, the happiest Valentine that ever was. I mean it, buddy. You're all I need. I know it's cliche to say those kinds of things, but I feel like we're already so close. And yet, I want to fill in the blanks for anything that could possibly be missing. Anything that I don't know about you, that we didn't know about each other, being friends. I want to be even closer than just best friends. Of course, I wouldn't mind keeping that aspect, you know, of still being best buddies while we're more than that. I firmly believe your true love should be your best friend too, don't you? We have so much in common already. I'm so excited. I couldn't even begin to explain it. But then again, I was never very good at that. Explaining things, that is. But even then, thank you, Bunny. For making this the happiest day I think I've ever had. The happiest day. I'm so glad we don't need to be alone. We don't need to be anything other than this moment right now. I'm really, really happy. You too? I'm even happier knowing that you're just as happy and that I can hold you and squeeze you like this as much as I want. I mean, I can, right? It's okay with you. Of course, the same is true. I mean, you always were kind of touchy-feely anyway, so I'm just not sure I've ever seen you this way. I'm glad, Bunny. I'm so glad, Bunny. I couldn't be happier, actually. I know I'm probably like a broken record, but I'd gladly be that broken record then instead of the alternative. I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you for being mine. I'll be yours forever and ever, and I'll learn through my mistakes. I won't stop improving, and I won't fall out of love with you no matter what. I know I won't, because it's been my whole life so far, without my crush on you. I wouldn't be me, I think. I'd be lacking one of those crucial things that always kept me going. You know those times when I almost gave up? In classes and whatnot. In a whole bunch of things, actually. When I would get disheartened, I would think I still haven't confessed to you. No, don't get the wrong idea. I don't mean like that. Now that I've confessed to you, it's even more of a big feeling instead of the what if. I finally get to be with you. I can't even begin to express how happy that makes me, how fulfilled I feel, how amazing this is. Bunny, you've made me the happiest I think I've ever been. I love you. I love you so much. And thank you, Bunny. I won't let anything get in the way of us. I won't let anything stop us. We'll be able to fly high and do so many cool things. I love seeing you smile like that. You make me blush when you do that. And well, I'm happy to make you feel anything except for a broken heart. I thought for sure it would never go this smooth, that nothing could ever end up this good in life. Because things never work out, you know. You see the stories, you watch the shows, the anime, everything. It all has these picture-perfect endings, but nothing ever seemed to go that way. And honestly, I feel like I'm living in one of those storybooks in this moment. But when they say happily ever after, I never thought it was good enough. I never thought that was enough. You too. It's like you assume that they go through it and nothing bad ever happens again, but that's not what I want. I want the good and the bad that comes with you. I don't just want it to be a fairy tale ending, because I never want it to end. I want it to be a fairy tale that goes on and on, never ending, with pages that keep going as far as the eye can see. That's because, as shameless as it is to say, and as much as I might not seem like the greedy type with you, it's different. I would give up so many things, but I'll be honest with you. I could never give up you. Not any aspect, not anything. Because it's you. Because, quite frankly, I want you so badly that words fail me. I feel so happy now. Happier than I've ever felt. And I can't dare stutter right now. Not when looking at you. When feeling your warmth in this embrace, I feel happier than anything else. I almost feel bad for the storybooks, because right now, this connection is something so much more than mere fantasy. I love you. And I've always wanted to say it just like this. And even if I still struggle with keeping my composure, even if I shake on a word here or there, I won't look away. I won't stop kissing you. I want you, Bunny. I want you more. By the moment, more than I could ever, ever want anyone. Because it's you, Bunny. Because as much as dreams might just be dreams, the you that's right in my arms is real. The feeling, the connection, the words that escape your lips. Those cute breaths that you keep breathing. The way you look away sometimes. Because you seem like you're not ready to look at me sometimes. And I find it so, so cute that I could fluster you too. I'm proud of that fact. Just like this. I don't want anything to change, Bunny. I need you. Just like you are. Not a single hair out of place. Not a single thing different. I need you, Bunny. And for what it's worth, I'll never be able to look at you with less love, less desire. I want you to know you're my wildest dreams and much more than that. And I'm so happy right now that I've lost all my words. Hey, you can't just poke fun at me like that. You'll make me lose heart a little bit. No, I won't let you. You'll have to try harder than that to make me as flustered as usual. I'm a different Tamaki than you've known. This Tamaki won't stop where the other one could barely even dream of going. And I'll prove it to you. No matter how many sloppy kisses I have to do with you, I'll become a kissing expert. I'll become an expert at knowing all of your weaknesses and appreciating every single inch of what makes you you. I want all of you. And nothing less will do. Well, I did mean something like that. But if you really insist on taunting me, just don't regret it, Bunny. I'll make sure you know. The man that you fell in love with isn't some kind of pushover. Someone who will easily let you go before you're satisfied. Your lips, they look so cute when you pucker up like that. I just can't resist anything about you. It's as though my mind is so lost in this feeling. Your eyes, your focus, everything so laid upon me. I want it all to be about us right now. I don't just want it to be a moment you'll forget soon. I want to leave an impact on every inch of that sexy body that I know you don't think is sexy enough. But you are. It's not a matter of just being enough. I love every single inch of your body. But it's because of who's piloting it, you silly thing. And because as much as you would disagree, to me, your body is hotter than even my wildest dreams could ever. Well, yes, I did have naughty dreams of you. Many times, actually. I played out the scenarios a million times of how to please you, how to tease you, how to be the boyfriend you always wanted. The boyfriend you couldn't even imagine. The one that was so into you that he could make you feel it in ways you didn't even know you could. It may take a while to learn, but I swear it won't take forever. And even then, even after everything, I won't let you ever go without feeling truly loved and wanted. I won't let you go. I'll hold you. I'll worship that body that I appreciate so much, and I'll let you get away with things like that too. You're so cute when you're in that teasing mood too. I'm glad you think I am too, Bunny. Oh God, Bunny. I want to get lost in that with you. God, feeling you like this, it feels so forbidden and yet so good. You make my heart race so much. Can you feel it? Put your hands on my chest, baby, and feel how you make this heart race. You mess with my breathing with a simple touch, a kiss, and I can hardly think. A touch and my mind goes wild, and my body even more wild. I want it, baby. I want you so bad. Oh God, I needed this, and I wanted it so bad. I dreamed of moments like this, of this level of connection we could never, the level of connection that I thought was never meant for me, but I wanted so desperately for it to be. Baby.
My bunny. My darling bunny. I've longed for you ever since I can remember. Ever since I knew what love really meant. I want all of the love that I ever have to be exclusively for you. It's why I never dated anyone else. Because I couldn't help but quiver with excitement and longing for you and you alone. Bunny, I'm so far gone just for you. So lost in that feeling, in that singular soul desire. I want to save her. This kiss longer. Bunny, I want to save her. That look on your face. The way you quiver with excitement alongside me. The way we can't keep our hands off each other. And the way I want to make that a heart race just for me. The more you touch me, the more I understand. And about you, learning things I could never have known before from afar. And there's things only touch and taste could tell me about you. Let me taste that body more, baby. I need more. So much more. I taste that slight salt on your skin, but the closer I get, I can smell the scent of your arousal. The feeling I've always wanted to, baby. That's my bunny. Don't stop. You're so cute when I know you're feeling it. Just hands wandering where no other hands ever could. I love when you touch me, whether it's lewdly or completely cute. I don't mind. Innocent mood all the times are wonderful, baby. Don't stop. Can you feel it? Am I making your heart race, baby? I know you can feel me. I know you can feel me. God, I feel you so much. I can't stop quivering. Oh, baby. You're the sexiest. You're the best. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm gonna come so goddamn hard if you keep stroking my cock like that. Are you close to, baby? Am I making that place twitch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come with me, baby. Baby, I want you to come so hard. I want you to come so hard for me. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I'm gonna come so hard already. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. Quite the mess we've made, huh? A cute mess is what you are. A cute little mess. Yeah. I can't help it. How good I feel. How happy I am. I just want more. Tasting you after you just came. It feels so right. It feels so unbelievably right. I don't want to rush a good thing, but I don't want to waste a moment either. I want to taste you, every bit of you, including this sensitive spot right here. Well, I guess you don't have to use your imagination, do you? You're so cute, so fucking hot too, and just everything I could ever want or need. Why? Are you sure? I said I didn't want to rush, but I'd be a liar if I said every ounce of my being wants to be inside you, but no. I want you to feel and taste what my tongue feels like running up and down that sexy place. I won't waste a second. I'll make everything feel amazing. You're so fucking hot, and you make me burn up, baby. Don't stop. Don't stop. Can you feel it? My tongue exploring you, claiming you, making you feel not so fast, bunny. The way you lick up and down my cock. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yes, yes. Fuck my dick like that. It turns me on so much. I feel it so much. God, bunny. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Craving more, baby. I know this is all going too fast, but I suppose it's making up for lost time that I want you to have all my first, every damn last one. Bunny, I want you. I want to feel deep inside. I want to feel you, all of you. I don't care how or who's on top. I just want to feel that connection, that chemistry, that passion. I want to feel it more than anything. I want to feel you, Bunny. I'm losing my mind here. I can't even look you in the eye without twitching, without feeling it all, baby. Oh, fuck you, baby. I want you bad. I want you so bad. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, just grinding against you is enough to make a shiver go down my spine with all that desire that I could never, ever hold back on, baby. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I feel that connection with you, Bunny? Am I rude for wanting it all inside at once? For wanting everything all at once, baby? I want to feel you, no matter how it is, no matter how I can. Let me feel you, please. I want to feel you without any hesitation, anything in the way. Can I be that greedy and still make you happy? Oh, baby. Oh, baby. With your tongue down my throat and mine down yours, there's only one more thing left to feel. That naughty side to you. That fullness. That tightness. Everything. Baby, I want you. However I can have you. That connection I crave so much. So much, baby. Bunny, I've grown too comfortable to the point where this, while I'm nervous as hell, can't even make me. I can't stop myself. Is that okay?
By looks of it, both of us were lost to this moment. Completely unable to keep our hands to ourselves, and that's sexy as hell. I want you, baby. I want you so bad. You can't hold back, can you? Me neither. Oh, God. Bunny. Oh, Bunny. You make me act up. You make me act up so much. I've dreamed of doing this for so long. So long. I won't hold back. Just make sure you tell me. Tell me how it feels. Tell me every detail. And I'll tell you how good it feels too. Oh, yes. Bunny. I like the way it's such a tease, even now. And I can't get enough of that expression. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bunny, can you feel it? Oh, where my connection is. How unbelievably hot. How insatiably. We both quiver, one after the other. Our hands shake and our breath barely comes out. Yeah. I want it, baby. I want it so bad. I want you, all the essence of what makes you you. Your gorgeous skin, sweat laden, and smelling of the sex we're sharing. I want you. I need you. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. You feel so good. I hope I do, too. Do I make you feel good? Yeah, Bunny. Bunny. Oh, Bunny. Bunny. Can't hold back much longer, Bunny. Bunny, yeah. Don't ever stop. Still coming. Oh, Bunny. Oh, Bunny. Oh, Bunny. So much. Oh, yeah. Bunny. Oh, yeah, bunny. Bunny. Yes, bunny. Yes. Oh, bunny. You made me feel so much today. Was I good for you too? Caressing my body and feeling every inch of me turn you on as much as it did me. Ah. Oh, bunny. I love it. And I love you. And I won't regret this, no matter what happens from here going forward. I don't care how crappy the days can be, how terrible things can get, or whatever happens between us. I'll keep moving forward. I'll keep pushing on. I'll keep being the man who can make you feel the safest, the happiest, and the most excited. All of this is my love letter to you. A love letter that I could never, ever, ever write to anyone else. I love you. I love you so much. Bunny, baby, my love, my sweet, my everything. You're so cute like this. So cute, I can't look away. I won't look away. I'll keep holding you forever. And I'll be braver by the moment. And even if sometimes you get the jump on me and you make me make such embarrassing noises, I won't let that discourage me. I'll just use it as a platform to get sweet revenge on you. And every time you think it's over, I'll show you how far I can go. Bunny, I love you. My bunny. My little bunny.